I'm in St. Pancras. Had a lovely luncheon. Who are you?
I'm Herb Kim, CEO of Codeworks.
Who are you?
I'm Marissa Mulvina, project manager at Codeworks.
And what are we talking about?
We're talking about the Thinking Digital Conference, 25 to 27 May 2010.
And this sold out really quick, but there is some good news for people that wanted tickets, isn't there?
Yeah, last week we launched an expansion space for 75 additional seats. It's going to be what we call the live cast lounge. So we've got a live stream going between the main hall and this room, or next door to each other. So, there'll be basically a live feed from the main stage, and everything else is the same though. So, you know.
So you've found a way of getting some people very close to the main space, but of course they get to go to the same parties, do they?
Yeah.
And they get to hang
same,
around
yeah,
and do all the unconferencey stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same dinner, same parties, access to all the same workshops. You're going to be like literally 50 feet from the other room, so I'm obviously in the breaks and all. You'll be able to get to speakers. On a space available basis as well, you'll be able to sit in the main hall as well. So just 5 minutes before, we're giving the people in the main hall up to 5 minutes before, and after that, all seats are open effect. So
nice. What are people going to get out of Thinking Digital? This isn't the first Thinking Digital, is it?
So this is going to be our third. And the main thing, I suppose, is it's a conference around, you're going to get a lot of inspiration, a lot of simulation for new ideas, and I think more than anything, more than any one thing, we create an environment where, you know, you're going to be bombarded with a lot of different stimulation. And I think the environment we create is quite intimate. You've got really easy access to speakers and things like that. Is that there's a lot of openness to new ideas that you create. And then by creating this sort of sense of openness, and people get relaxed, they really kind of get into it. It's kind of almost going back to university for 4 days, but we're all a bit smarter, a bit, at least wiser, I suppose. Bit more money, a bit more sort of experience behind ourselves, but it kind of gives us that chance to kind of re-explore a lot of things. And in that environment, meeting people also is a lot easier. You know, one of the great things about the conference, and I think the reason that's taken up so quickly, is just that you just literally, because of the power of the content that we bring, people just start talking to each other. They don't worry, oh, is this guy an executive vice president for this company, or is he like, you know, is this person going to help my career? So you just start talking, and that, you know, that is probably the best thing about it, is that this genuine discussions and conversations that we generate.
And of course, it's not just about people sitting there listening and learning from people who have kind of been there, done that, and are still learning themselves, of course. There are workshops, which doesn't normally happen at the average conference.
Yeah, so, I mean, the main conference format is kind of these 20-minute or 20-30-minute talks, so it's relatively rapid-fire. We don't really have official keynotes. We try to kind of keep everyone to a similar sort of time. We're trying to create a kind of democratic environment in that space. But, obviously, people also like different formats for learning. And the downside about a 20-30-minute talk is there's only so much you can actually learn, right? So the day before, in the afternoon, we have typically two-hour workshops over a variety of topics. We're going to have one about web video. We're going to have one about origami folding. We'll have one probably about screenwriting. And the fourth one that'll probably be about something we call gadget DIY. Is it, you know, taking Arduino boards and the like and
nice.
creating new devices in that two-hour space.
We love the Arduino. I've been watching those podcasts. So what about the location? Why where it is?
The host organization, Codeworks, is effectively, was created by One Northeast, the regional development agency. And, you know, one of the things that we've been really trying to do is to, you know, engage, if you will, the Northeast with the rest of the world, right? And that, we're not going to do what we want to do if you will, the rest of the world is not. So this is effectively a device to try and a platform for collaboration, for lack of a better phrase. And that's kind of, you know, the reason that the conference came about. And, you know, we feel that we've got a strong enough story in the Northeast that, people come and they see and they listen and they learn. And it's proven to be, you know, quite a fertile ground for the conference.
Definitely. I've never been to a conference that wasn't really inspirational in the Northeast. I've never been to a bad conference in the Northeast, so I think the odds are in your favour. Never been to Thinking Digital, though. This will be my first, and I'll be doing a couple of things there, a workshop and, as appears now, a talk as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's been, as ever with you, discussions sort of go in new directions that we weren't expecting when we first started, so it's I'm very excited about both now. Yeah,
excellent. I'm looking forward to it. And the website?
Just www.thinkingdigital.co.uk.
And this year's hashtag?
going to be #TDC10.
Thanks a lot, Herb.